Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Throneberry moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Smith reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw bunts between the mound and first base. Daly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. Smith moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Lump reaches second base with a double. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thronberry hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to second to double up Lump. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kravitz moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kravitz scores. Tuttle moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Shaw bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Williams reaches second base with a double. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. K. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Freese reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Smith reaches second base with a double. Freese scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler strikes out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Shaw moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Shaw moves to third. Landis moves to second. Ned Garver now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Shaw scores. Landis moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Fox scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Kravitz reaches third base with a triple. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kravitz tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Ned Garver. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields it and throws to second for the out. Herzog moves to third. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. Herzog scores. Lump moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.